Good morning. Thanks for being here. And I'm Wenxing and a postdoc of Greg Swerlap. So this project is basically what I did for my part of my PhD project. And to get started with, I want to get a short introduction of what NFIs is, that what I'm talking about today. It's actually, we're considering those microorganisms that live within the plant, colonize anaphytically in the plant tissue that without causing any of the symptoms or diseases. So it's really straightforward. And so far we've known what NFI can do. They actually can help the plant to increase their resistance against herbivores, pathogens, biotic or abiotic factors such as drought and salt and that kind of factors. And so far what we have known, like for some of the really famous NFIs, this is Bovaria bassiana, and it's well known as the entomopathogenic endophytes. And for this one, the Piperidal psyllium lacnum, it used to be Piscillum metallicnus, and then they redo the taxonomy, and now it's like the new name of it. And this is well known for controlling root nematodes in the field as the endophyte. So previously, what we have done in our lab is actually two fungi that were able to prove that there was endophytic colonized in our plants that could negatively affect root knot nematodes in for its infection and reproduction in common. And also, we did some other studies on the insect part with both endophytes and actually showed the perfect results on both aphids and the armyworms. So just a little background, how we started and what we did in the beginning of this project. The whole lab went out in year 2011 and went across the 8 locations in Texas to collect all the samples, including cotton leaves and squirts and both basically all above ground tissues to isolate the endophyte that you can see is basically the main list of what we've got. So we're using genomic sequences in order to identify them, narrow it down to 69 taxa. So just like we call them isolate and number them in this way. And if you want to know more details, here's the paper. So this is what we did previously. I just mentioned earlier, this is a phylomolium in flatum. That's what I did for the root knot nematodes. This is what it looked like in the endophytes. And it's actually the spores here, hard to see. So what we found is this endophyte can actually reduce the number of galls for basically represent the infection of the juveniles on day 12 after you inoculate the eggs into the plants. And when we went back to check on to the plants 6 weeks after inoculating the nematodes into the plants, we found consistent results in the reduction of gall numbers. So I only put two graphs in here because I'm mainly talking about gall numbers, effects on the galling. But what we also found in the study, here's the citation, in this particular endophyte also reduced the number of eggs the females produced at the same time point. So we did a repeat study for 5 different independent trials and 3 different concentration of the endophyte, which is basically the concentration that we did for the seed treatments, and we found consistent results on both reproduction and infection. So this is the second endophyte that we did for the root knot nematodes in the greenhouse. And again, we do the same seed treatment. You soak the seeds in the spore suspension versus control in the water for overnight and plant them. And come back, we're able to isolate the target and inoculate into the plants at every stages of the plant sampling. So what we found again is reducing infection on the day 12 after inoculate the accident plant, and also the consistent result in the galling 6 weeks after the egg inoculation. And again, this particular NFI also reduced the number of the eggs the female produced at this time point. So which is really awesome. And I want to make emphasize for this particular NFI because this is such an awesome NFI. They actually systemically colonize the whole plant above and below ground at the seed treatments. Any stage you sample the plants in a greenhouse, you are able to get at least 80% colonization in the plant as a whole plant. So, which is really awesome. And then I move forward to do more study, which is basically part of this paper that I tested the effects of this endophyte on the cotton aphids and also the beet armyworms, which actually shows a similar pattern. Here it's reduced the number of aphids at day 7 to 14 after you put one mom on the plant and come back and just like reduce the numbers for both time points. And also, if you take a look at the effects of this particular endophyte on the beet armyworms, it actually didn't do anything that everyone else in our lab was expecting. There's like no effects on the body size of this, of caterpillars or like pupae, but it does have an effect on slower down the development of this caterpillar. And also, it actually reduced the fecundity of the females, which is really interesting. So, based on that, we move forward to screen all our endophyte in this lab. So remember I mentioned there was a 69 fungal taxa, but we're able to do 56 fungal isolates for this screening assay because there were some difficulties of mass culturing some of the isolates. So we're able to get 56 work for us. And what we did is you liquid culture those fungi and put them in a freeze dryer and made them to the biomass of granum and take 50 milligrams of biomass and mix it with 2 ml of the 2% methylcellulose and the coating of the seeds, wait until they're air dried, and the plant them. So we chose this variety, which is a non-nominal susceptible variety. So wait until the plants get first leaf stage, and then inoculate 2,000 x per plant. And here, this is what shows you, and all the plants were growing in the playpen. So it's just the sand, pure sand. And all the plants were kept in our little neat plant growing facility with the lightning and the shelves in there. So by the time of the 3 weeks after the nematode inoculation, you harvest them. So 10 plants per treatment, and then you quantify the number of galls per gram of roots. So basically, I count all the whole roots, and then you measure the root weight, and then do the average. So here's the data. And I ended up have to do 8 independent trials because there were so many of them, including 2 repeated trials. And what you're looking at here, this is a bar graph shows the percentage change in the main number, the mean number of the gall relative to the controls. So these are the bars that represent the percentage. Everything to the left of the zero means the reduction. And everything to the right of it, that means increased amount of galls. So Asterix actually tells you the statistic comparisons between the control and the treated plants. And that's not like anything represented to the bars. So it just shows you there's like a difference. So you can basically see those with Asterix shows significant reduction on the gallings 6 weeks after the egg inoculation, which there are 3 of them really interesting that actually increased the galling. So what we did is we went back and repeated the winners, which only shows reduction of the galling because that's what we're actually looking for to look for a new technique to control the nematodes in the biological organisms. So what we did, we just went back and picked all the winners and try to see if anything is repeatable. And that's was conducting an independent trials. So we're so happy to see that, except for this one, everything was repeatable. And everybody else showed a significant reduction on the galling, with the top winner have almost like 75% reduction versus their corresponding controls. So this is also the percentage graph. Then you want to see the whole picture. So these are all the genera that we screened for the 56 fungal isolates. And for everything that showed increased resistance against the nematode, there are 22, which in a total of 39% of all the screened fungal isolates, 31 or like 50% showed no effects. Three of them showed decreased resistance. Remember the three asterisks to your right? There was like actually increased amount of Gauss 3 weeks after the inoculation. So that's the total number. We're really happy to see that. Even though maybe someone's gonna ask me like if they actually colonize the endophyte, and we don't really know, it's still like challenge for us to confirm whether they're colonized as the endophyte, but we treat the seeds, we plant them, and they actually show an effect, which is really good to know. And I think the next step will be to really look at whether they're colonizing as an endophyte, but it came as an endophytic fungi, and it actually worked. So to summarize, we're able to find the 21 isolates from the four genera, including Ketomia, which is the winner. Remember, like one of the previous study we did, in the Cladosporium, Apicoccum, and the Phomopsis. So they consistently showed increased resistance to the root-knot nematodes across all eight replicated assays. And the three isolates from the genera Bipolaris, the Phomopsis, and the Ketomia significantly increased the root-knot nematode galling, which is really interesting because you have both different isolates of the Ketomia globosum show different results. And so the outcome of the endophyte plant nematode interaction depends on the fungal strain specifically. So that's basically what you learn from this graph, that if you look in this way, for example, the Ketomia, some of them, half of them don't really show an effect. And eight out of 18 show actually increased resistance. And it's only one is being here not doing good to the plant. So our collaborator don't want me to say this, but I really want to tell. So it's nothing like the family or the group will do the similar things. It really depends on the particular isolate for the particular fungus. So you really want to be careful like which one you're working on. Some can be really awesome, someone can be really bad. And what I've done previously on the other projects, that it also depends on the plant variety. So also the seed treatments that you are applying to the plant also going to affect the effects of the endophyte on the plants and performance in terms of the resistance against herbivores or other stuff. So we got to be really careful to play with the system you are working on. Some future studies, ongoing projects. So we're actually really interested in knowing the colonization techniques. So it's kind of a bit challenge for everybody working on the endophyte projects. And most of the people will do the plating to confirm the inoculation and the colonization later on, but it's really time consuming. And everyone in the over life who works on endophyte projects got headaches and every time talk about plating, everyone hates it. So, and we try to do the molecular detection, but it's kind of a hassle that the primers, most of the time we tried it didn't work or you got a pseudo positive results. So it's still challenging, but we're trying to figure it out. And given the fact that we're doing the screening assay, there are so many of them, the massive amount of samples, it's really unrealistic to do the plating. So we're still working on that. And also we're kind of interested in the genotype-genotype combinations in terms of planting the fungus, and when you introduce more organisms in terms of the herbivores, it makes it really more complicated, but it's still kind of interesting. So that's what we're also looking at. And for the mechanisms, we want to know what is actually the thing that's driving this interaction and whether the observed and active positive effects on the nematodes, why the plants are doing this way, why that particular fungus is performing in different ways is actually unknown. And that's another part of the study. And we're currently doing just looking at the plant phyto hormones and profiles within the endophyte system and how they interact with both nematodes and insects. So Dr. Schwartz is going to give a talk later on this morning to give you a broader picture of how endophyte works. So if anyone's interested in that, it will be the insect session, and that will be the time and the locations. So with that, I want to thank everyone to contribute to this work, and especially to all our student work. It helped me a lot with sampling my plants, so, and also my funding resources from Cotton Incorporated. Now I'd like to take some questions.
Unfortunately, there's not time for questions, but we do have an extended break. I encourage you to meet in the foyer.